Today we're coming from the book of Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew. So if you can find it in your Bible, we're going to talk about a man named Joseph. We're going to talk about a man named Joseph. And as I read this selection, starting at the 16th verse, and it reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they became together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly or privately. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." He called his name Jesus. We're going to talk for a few minutes today, a topic, the character of Joseph. The character of Joseph. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this message. I thank you for the insight on how you work and you orchestrated everything for your glory and for our benefit. And I pray, Lord, at this moment, you just allow me to share this the way you gave it to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So as we look at these verses, we have to go back to the beginning of Matthew, where Matthew recounts the genealogy of Jesus. And as we look at the genealogy of Jesus, we see that the verse one says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. So he is a descendant of Abraham. He is a descendant of King David. And it lays out the genealogy. And in the 16th verse, it says, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And then looking at the 18th verse, where he recounts the history of the birth of Jesus. An 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed, or mean promised to. Now this was the topic of Bible study on Wednesday, and Minister Phillips did an outstanding job in explaining what this all means. So I won't be in detail as detailed as she was, but they were promised to one another. They were sort of engaged to one another. They were not married as we know married. So sometime we need to go back to the context and the historical significance and the customs of that time. Now, this was a time when marriages were arranged for people. This was a time when parents got together and said, I like to marry my son to your daughter. And this was a time when they drew up a contract. This was a time when they negotiated the terms of the marriage. And so this is the context of what is going on, that she was promised, they were promised to one another, but they were not married as we see marriage. So see, once the agreements were agreed by both parties and ink was dry on the documents, they were considered married, but they did not live together for a whole year. You see, Joseph went back to live with his parents, and Mary lived with her parents for a whole year before they actually got married. So I think today, if we looked at it in today's terminology, we might say that they were engaged, but it's a little different than what we are used to. So this is what's happening. So she was promised, they were promised to one another, and they had not gotten together yet, and she found that she was pregnant. Now you know that when somebody is pregnant and there is speculation of who the father might be. But I believe Joseph, we're looking at the character of Joseph today, and there was something about Joseph that knew that there was something special about Mary. You see, during this year-long time period when they were promised to one another, living in their own separate houses, they kept themselves pure for their spouse. However, if a woman was unfaithful and found with child during that year, the agreement could be annulled or torn up or just dissipated. So that's the situation. That's the situation that Matthew is laying out for us. And in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 1, then Joseph, her husband, check this out, being a just man. Now, we're talking about the character of Joseph today. We hear a lot about Mary, and a lot about Mary can be elaborated on in Luke chapter 2. But today we're talking about Joseph, her husband, Joseph, the one who was promised to her, Joseph, the one who had arranged to marry her. We're talking about Joseph. And it's the word says that he being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Now, let's talk about Joseph. Let's talk about Joseph. Here's the situation. Here's the woman that he has been promised to, the woman he has not consummated the act with, found out that Mary was pregnant. But we see that part, but we overlook sometimes the fact that he was a man of justice. And that's the first point I want to point out about his character. He was a man of justice. He was a righteous man. And he was a man who truly cared for Mary. He truly cared for her. His love for her was demonstrated by his action. You know what? He could have very well created a public scandal. He could have taken her case to the judges who sat beside the gate and let them know what was going on. He could have made this a public dismissal. He could have saved face by putting her away in public. Now, it's interesting the fact that if he had done that, if he had made it into a scandal, if he had taken it to the leaders, the elders, and shared with them what had happened, it would have been disastrous for her. Because Deuteronomy 22 at the 23rd verse tells us what the penalty is for a woman who is a virgin to become with child during the process of being promised to somebody else. And I will read this from the New King James translation. It says, if a young woman who is a virgin is betrothed to a husband and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city and you shall stone them to death with stones. Now think about it. Both of them would have been stoned. Her and whoever made her pregnant, they would have been stoned. So see, that was the appropriate punishment. Now we say, oh my Lord, that's harsh punishment. We got to remember that was a different time than today. So see, that just knowing this kind of magnifies Joseph as a man of justice, as a man who truly cared for her. And he did not make it a public scandal. He was not interested in saving his name or saving his pride. He was not interested in that, but he was just interested in doing the right thing for Mary. And not only was he a man of justice, but he was a discreet man. Check it out. He was going to do all of this secretly. He was going to do all of this privately. He did not want to make her a public example because he knew the penalty of doing that. Even though he could have saved face himself by doing that, he was not interested in that. He was just interested in doing the right thing for her. He was minded to put her away secretly. He was a man of justice. Excuse me. He was a man of discretion. But sometimes when we get like that, there's some dreams that we can have that can set the record straight. So as we look at the 20th verse here, it says, but while he thought about these things, behold, while he thought about these things, while he pondered, how can I do this? How can I do this to not bring shame on Mary and her family? How can I do this while doing the right thing? It said, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Appeared to him in a dream. The next point I want to bring up about Joseph, his character, he was a devoted man. He was a devoted man to God. He was devoted because we know he was devoted, because if he was not devoted to God, I doubt the angel would have come to him and he would have ignored the angel if the angel had come to him. So he was a devoted man. Devoted to God. And not only that, but his devotion carried on to action. It carried on to action. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid. The angel said, there is something special about Mary. So rest easy, Joseph. Rest easy, because this is something that cannot be explained. This is something that cannot be explained by mankind, but this is something that can only be explained through the will of God, that the Holy Spirit, do not be afraid. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. That baby growing in her belly is the work of the Holy Spirit. And in verse 21, the angel went on to say, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This is so interesting, because the angel came to Joseph. And I think this tells a little bit about his devotion, because he was able to believe the angel because he knew a little bit about his history. He knew a little bit about the prophecy. He knew a little bit about what was to come and how God would come and set things straight. Jeremiah 31, verse 31. I want to take us to that at this moment. It says, behold, the days are coming, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. I think Joseph knew something about prophecy. He knew something about what the prophets had said about the new leadership that God would bring. He, he, He knew that God would set up a new covenant with his people than he had in the Old Testament. So again, verse 21 of Matthew 1, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Again, because Joseph was a devoted man, he knew some history. He knew the history of his people. He knew that this miraculous conception fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy of 700 years prior. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a child and shall call his name Emmanuel. This was God's promise, my brothers and sisters, to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, where God said, in your seed will all nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Remember, this chapter started out with the genealogy of Joseph, starting from Abraham. So he's talking about his seed. All nations of the earth shall be blessed. This was also acknowledged by Moses as the prophet to come in Deuteronomy 18, verse 18, where it says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command of him. You see that Joseph knew something about the word of God. Joseph knew something about the Old Testament. Joseph knew that the illustrations that David gave in Psalm relating to a coming Savior, that the prophecy of Isaiah and Micah and other prophets acknowledged the coming of a Savior, the Redeemer, and the King. So see, he was a devoted man. He was devoted to God. And in verse 24 of Matthew chapter 1, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded. That's the next point I want to lift up about his character. He was an obedient man. He was an obedient man, because if he was not a devoted man, he very well could have woken up and just said, I had a bad dream. But now I'm back to reality. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. Joseph was obedient because he knew that there was something special about Mary. Because he was a righteous man, he was willing to be obedient to God and not the custom of the land. Because he was a righteous man, he did not worry about the gossip and the public shame. Because he was a righteous man, he took her to his home rather than wait for the end of the year's arrangement to be completed. There's something about Mary, and there's something about Joseph. So he did. He was an obedient man. He did as the angel commanded and took her to be his wife. So he went to her parents' house and he said, come with me now. I will take care of you. I will ignore the gossip. I will ignore the shame that might come to my name. I will ignore the fact that I could save face. I will ignore what most people will do, but I will do what's right according to the Lord. So he took her to his house. This was during that year period when they were promised to one another, where the contract was not fulfilled until the end of the year and they were married. But he went and took her at that time to his house. And the interesting thing is, we look at verse 25. He did not know her. We all know what that means. They did not consummate anything. He did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn child and called, and they called his name Jesus. That's the last point I want to lift up. He was a man of self-discipline. Think about it. He had a wife. He had taken her into his home, but yet he still acted as if they were still promised to one another. He was a disciplined man. He endured that time period. That time period when it takes a baby to go from embryo to birth. He think about it, that time period. He could have had other thoughts in his mind, but no, he took care about her, and it shows that he was thinking about what was best for Mary. He was only thinking about what was best for Mary. Now, Luke chapter 2 shares the details about the birth. And we all know that from the many plays we have attended, from the celebrations that we have done in honor of the birth of Jesus Christ. We all know that in Luke chapter 2 that the decree came out for all families to go to their ancestral cities to pay taxes. This was Bethlehem for Joseph, since he was in the lineage of David. We all know that Joseph left Galilee with Mary and go to Bethlehem, who was in her last stage of pregnancy. And we all know that while they were there in Bethlehem, she delivered Jesus, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Joseph was a man of self-discipline. He knew that there was something special about Mary, and she would be the mother of our Lord and as our Savior. And as we look at this, let us break down this name of Jesus. He was called Jesus, which means Savior, which means Yahweh is salvation. He was named Christ, which is the Greek form of the Hebrew word for Messiah. He is Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus is his human name, while Christ is his title. And Emmanuel describes who he is. He is God with us. We all can celebrate the fact that God orchestrated out the way that he wanted to, and he laid out the lineage of Jesus Christ, and he fulfilled the promise that he had made from long ago to Abraham, on to David, and on through all the prophets. It demonstrated that this miraculous conception was of the Lord. And we think about Mary, we know that Mary was obedient, but we have to look at Joseph every now and then and thank God that we still have some Josephs today. We still have some men who are just, who are righteous, who only want to do the right thing for all parties in the situation. We know that we have some men today who are discreet individuals, who don't want to do what the law says they can do, but have grace and mercy on somebody else. We know that we have Josephs today who are devoted to the Lord. We know that we have Josephs today who are obedient men. And we know that we have Josephs today who are full of self-discipline, only waiting to see and celebrate with everybody else the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the ones that the wise men came from far away to see, the ones that the shepherds came to see, but the ones that was hidden from the evil intent of Herod and the others of the administration. This is Jesus, the Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. So as we look at Jesus, as we celebrate this day, let us marvel at just the mystery of how everything came together for our benefit. I don't think you see statues of Joseph. Joseph was just doing what he thought was right. And I'm so glad that this is here for us to read and to understand that Joseph knew there was something about Mary that was very special. But also, I say today that there was something very special about Joseph, the character of Joseph. Just a message to share a little bit of insight on Joseph, the earthly father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I certainly pray that this message has been a blessing. And I pray that you will ponder over these things for the days to come. God bless you.